Well, honestly, you know as well as I do that the media operates basically on content and advertisement, selling space. And one of those areas where the media gets its income to operate is through advertisement. And I was amazed to note that the government is owing for as long, I'm told, for as long as 3 to 6 years. And I thought this was alarming that the government should be owing this amount. Now we're getting to the place where they are even asking for waivers for some of the debt. So we thought it was strangulating because most of the media entities here depend on the advert fees to be able to survive. And if the government is owing media institutions for this long, it's actually crippling.
Did you say that the Liberian government has asked the media institutions to waive some of the debt it owes?
Well, yeah, that's the information we're getting from some of the publishers, that they have some debt that dates back to the last 6 years, and they are saying that they will not be able to go back to that extent. They are even talking giving it up from 2010, I think 2011. And for me, if the government is saying that, that is also troubling, because if these services were rendered by these institutions, then I think the government should be prepared to pay.
Peter, going through your press release, did I come across something that says that the Liberian government is now requesting the media institutions for tax clearances? And what does that mean?
Well, yes, they're asking the institutions to present tax clearances before they can process their payment. This is the information we've gotten from the publishers. The government is using the media to promote its policies. The government is giving adverts to media institutions without asking them whether they are taxed. And therefore, if the media institutions are asking for payment, now they're asking them to go and present tax clearances before they can process their papers. And I thought this was also, you know, a way of trying to shy away from the government's responsibility to these institutions.